not touch that button.
It's a show with hit written all over.
Stay tuned for more of your favorites on KLMJ.
Ready to refresh your space? Hi, this is Steph McWilliams, the First Bank Hampton, with exciting news. Our limited time home improvement and HELOC specials are here. If you've been dreaming of updating your kitchen, finishing that basement, or finally tackling those interior projects you've noticed during the long winter, now's your chance. With great rates and flexible options, it's the perfect time to turn your house into the home you love. Don't wait. Visit us or call First Bank Hampton today to find your best option. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the NextGen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
Joining us this afternoon is West 4 Choir and Band Director Brennan Laugen. We're going to be talking about today during spring break at West 4. Members of the choir got to take a trip to Carnegie Hall and perform there on Saturday, March 14th. Going to talk about that experience for the students. And Brennan, thanks a lot for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So Brennan, before we get into that, can you kind of just tell us who you are a little bit? You said it was your third year here at West 4. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yes. So this is my third year teaching, third year at West 4. A little bit about myself. Before deciding to be a teacher, I played in some punk rock bands and metal bands, that sort of thing. Then decided to go off to NIAC, take some music classes, fell in love, and eventually transferred over to Waldorf University to finish student teaching through Mason City Schools, and then found myself here at West 4 and loving it.
So this trip, obviously you guys have known this for a while, and reading some social media posts from West 4, you are one of a few choirs to be presented at Carnegie Hall on March 14th. There's schools from Florida, Texas, Arlington, Texas, to be more specific, Staten Island, New York, Hamilton, New York, Cheyenne, Wyoming, going out to the mountains. So how is it determined or chosen, I guess, you guys get to go to Carnegie Hall, I guess, Brennan?
So the series that Mid-America Productions was putting together for Carnegie Hall, the conductors were chosen, and then the conductors were given the opportunity to invite schools from their area or colleagues of theirs, people they've worked with, that they felt deserved an invitation. So Dr. Emily Bertram of Waldorf University, she's both their choral director and the head of their music department, was there as the choral director both years I was at Waldorf. And so every year she hosts an honor choir kind of event. Lots of schools are invited to go and work on pieces that are kind of above what we can pull off at our little schools. So we were invited to that the last several years, and through that kind of showed that, you know, we're highly capable and very professional in the way that we handle ourselves in those settings. And so when she was given the opportunity to make invitations, she invited lots of her colleagues, lots of schools, lots of students of hers that are now teaching as myself. And we were the school that was able to kind of answer the call and represent her there.
So when it comes to this trip, you guys spent a few days out there. It wasn't just performing there. We'll get to the performance itself, but seeing your social media, you guys got to tour New York City too. It's probably a culture shock going from Sheffield, Iowa to there, but talk about that, how you got to tour New York City, I guess, too.
Yeah. So kind of the week leading up to the performance, we got into New York City on Wednesday, and we had it set up with an awesome travel agency to help us see lots while we were there. So the first day we were there, we flew in the afternoon, got into LaGuardia, made it to our hotel, got some good food at a local pub, and then we went to the Empire State Building, got to go to the 86th floor where they've got kind of a lookout area up there. And we got to see that after dark. So we got to see the city lights and everything, which was beautiful and awesome. The next day we had a 4.5 hour rehearsal at our hotel with the combination of the groups that would be performing. And, you know, working, each director took turns kind of working the different sections of the pieces. Once we were done with the rehearsal, we got to go to a place called Dallas Barbecue, which puzzled me that when I asked if we could see something that's like a staple of New York City, that's the name of the place. But it was fantastic. And apparently it's one of those places you have to go when you're there. It was great. We left from dinner and we saw Little Shop of Horrors off Broadway. at the West Side Theater and got a meet and greet after the show with the cast and crew. Most notably, we met Jordan Fisher, which was very cool. The next day, we had another rehearsal in the morning, and then we went to the Ellen Stardust Diner. From there, we had a walking and subway tour. We got to see Times Square, visited the memorial at Ground Zero, and then from there, we went through Chinatown into Little Italy and got some good pasta at a place there. And then that brings us to Saturday morning rehearsal at Carnegie Hall.
Okay, we're joined by West Fork Choir and Band Director Brendan Laugen, as again, West Fork High School Choir got to perform at Carnegie Hall. Building up to this, it's amazing that you have Dallas Barbecue in New York. I was thinking you'd say Al's Deli. That'd be some up there. But nonetheless, so it's great that the kids get to see all these different, you know, on the grounds 9/11, I think you were saying all these different things that you will not see around here, big buildings like that. So the performance itself, A, you know, tell us how that all went down for your students, and B, what an experience for them too, I guess.
So the show itself that day started at 1 p.m., and our group performed right around 3 o'clock. So there were several pieces featured, I believe 6 conductors, and 2 of which picked pieces that we got to sing. So these pieces are considered masterworks, multi-movement pieces. So we performed I Will Lift Up Mine Eyes by Adolphus Hailstork and The Chariot Jubilee by Nathaniel Dett. Emily Bertram, the director of music at Waldorf University, conducted the Hailstork, and Jason Forte of Timberview High School in Arlington, Texas, conducted the Chariot Jubilee. We had an early morning rehearsal that day at Carnegie Hall, sort of a dress rehearsal, ran through each piece. That was the first time the kids did it with a live orchestration while we were going. And then they released us for the afternoon while they worked with some of the other groups. We got to go through Central Park, had dinner in the park there, and just kind of walked around, saw the sights. Then we had a 2 o'clock call time to come back and prepare for the show itself. I didn't get a number on how many seated in the house during the performance, but it was very full. I think they estimated around 2,000 in attendance. And so we did our 2 pieces with our big choir of, I believe, just over 100, along with the orchestra. So, yeah, it was great. It was amazing.
And it's a little bit different. I mean, getting to perform in front of the community at West Fork is nice. But, man, to perform in front of a couple of thousand people in New York, in Carnegie Hall, big building like that, great experience for the students. So you guys obviously have come back from that trip. But overall reaction from some of the students, because I bet it was just once-in-a-lifetime experience for probably some, a lot of them anyway.
Yes, so kids have been just on cloud 9 ever since, you know. This is something that I'm really proud of these guys for taking the risk and jumping in to do something this awesome. And then I have a couple of quotes here from some of our high school students. This comes from Ashton Reichertz, a tenor here, a freshman at West Fork High School. He says, "My trip to New York City and the chance to perform at Carnegie Hall is something I'll always remember. The city's energy made everything feel bigger and more exciting. Stepping onto the Carnegie Hall stage made it all feel real. Knowing I was performing in a place with so much history was incredibly meaningful. The opportunity to work with so many talented people is something I will keep with me forever. It reminded me why I love music and inspired me to keep working hard and taking advantage of opportunities like this in the future." Another quote I have here is from Autumn Wood, a sophomore here in our high school. She says, "It was honestly a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Getting to travel to New York has been a dream of mine since early childhood, and being able to do that with some great people has meant a lot to me. Being able to sing at Carnegie Hall is a milestone I never thought I would achieve, so being able to be on that stage is something I will be grateful for. I'll never forget it." And then I have one here from a junior here, Kylie St. Germain, writes, "I appreciate my experience in New York, not only for what it offered, but also because it reflected the time and effort that I and many others invested to make it possible. Mr. Laugen has expanded my perspective by showing me the strength of a community capable of achieving meaningful goals together. The opportunity to witness and experience things I once believed were beyond my reach demonstrated the value of dedication and perseverance. I recognize that I would not have reached this point without both my own commitment and the guidance of Mr. Laugen. I'm so grateful to be part of a community that was able to sing at Carnegie Hall in New York City."
And a great shout out to you. So yeah, it's great to have that imprint on the students. Obviously, they look up to you as well. And what an experience for them to go to Carnegie Hall, like I said. So again, we are joined by Brendan Laugen, West Fork Choir and Band Director. Don't say high school. He's Band and Choir Director, all grades that have that. So wears many hats here, a third year here at West Fork, and the first year he's worn both hats. Brendan, anything else you'd like to add about the trip to Carnegie Hall? I know trying to mush this into 10 minutes is kind of a hard thing to do, but anything else you'd like to add about the trip?
The trip was amazing. Couldn't have asked for it to have gone any better. I don't think we had a moment during the week that anyone was bored. So, you know, filled our time well and had a great time. Great experience doing something many people will never get the opportunity to. So just very, very grateful for this opportunity. And then if I may take an opportunity to kind of shout out some of those people and groups that helped us get here. So you may have noticed in the past year or so, my high school's been doing quite a bit of fundraising for this. So to anybody that visited our concerts along the way throughout last year, we had lots of bake sales and things going on. Shout out to Wise Choice Auto for letting us use his place and offering us soap and anything else that we might need for car washes to help raise money. The Philharmonic Group made donations to help us realize this. And we also were able to work with the Franklin County Fair Board. We worked backstage working with the musicians that performed there, helped set up the stage, kind of the roadies for the week while we were there. And then I'd also like to shout out Mr. Nearing for letting us help out with the tractor pull. Made a great donation to us for our efforts there as well.
Well, Brendan, appreciate the time. Thanks for telling us a little bit about your trip in 10 minutes here, but sounds like it was a great experience for all, and thank you for telling us about the journey.
Thank you very much for the interview.
All right, our thanks to Brendan Laugen for joining us on the Newsmaker program.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the NextGen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio On The Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.
Spring planting season is just around the corner, and at First Bank Hampton, we're here to help local farmers get ready. Hi, this is Josh Lang. If you're planning equipment or input purchases, talk to us about our ag loans tailored for your operation. Our team of experienced local lenders makes decisions right here in our community, so you can get fast answers, local financing, and competitive rates. Ready to start the season strong? Stop by or call First Bank Hampton today, your trusted partner in ag lending. Member FDIC.